Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Within Brim Skin. Whoop, whoop. This is Brimstone himself. I got my little buddy, Alex.
Heyo, what's up, guys?
And again, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and eat better meals. Kickstart your meal plan today. So. We've got some stuff to talk about today.
Oh, do we?
Well, yes. We got some stuff and things. Stuff and things, things and stuff. So first and foremost, I want to talk about something that is very near and dear to me.
Okay.
And I think it's near and dear to you as well.
What is it?
Reviews for us.
Oh, yes.
So I definitely wanted to put some of this out there. We appreciate you guys rating, reviewing, subscribing on all the networks, especially iTunes. So I'm going to read some off. Is that cool?
All right.
That
work? Let's hear them.
All right, here we go. Have you read any of these yet? I just want to know.
I think you sent me a screenshot of some of them.
Did you read them?
I read maybe two of them. I didn't.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one. Brimstone is phenomenal. Please come to Virginia. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I will come to Virginia as soon as I possibly can. Hopefully somebody will book me out there soon and we'll be able to meet everybody out there in Virginia. I haven't been there in about a year or two. So next. The Grindhouse Radio. This show is a terrific addition to the Grindhouse Radio series. Really glad I tuned in. Hope it survives.
Oh, nope. It's going to survive.
Hope it continues. Sorry.
Oh.
Hope it continues.
It's still going to continue. Either way.
It's continuing. Continue. Thank you. Let's see. Girl Scout routine was hysterical, which reminds me, I need to get my fix. Love the new show. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Get a hold of your dealer today.
Oh, my God.
If you don't have a dealer, you can always contact us. We'll set you up with ours. And I'm sure she'll shake you down just like the rest. Anyway, next up, let's see. Great work. Funny, fun, witty, and way too short. Keep up the great work. Our family love you. Our family loves you, I guess is what they meant to write.
Yeah,
but thank you very much. We appreciate it. And hopefully you'll continue to tune in to Within Brim Skin.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. The win. More brimstone for the win. Awesome. I appreciate that. I can definitely take a pat on my back for that.
You know? Yeah.
Of course, Alex makes me sound good. I gotta admit. Let's see. All right, here, this one has Alex in it. All right, here, hold on.
Oh.
Another great show, Brim. I loved the clip about Neil deGrasse Tyson and completely agree with you. Alex needs to share a slap with Neil for dismissing our planet,
no.
Pluto, like that. Love the show.
No. It's not a planet. I'm sorry, guys. It's not a planet.
It's a planet.
No, it's not.
It is. Anyway, all moving right. Forward. So let's see. Within Brim Skin is brimming with endless possibilities. What a great show. I love the pun there. Thank you very much. Binge Junkie. Interesting. Just binged 3 episodes of the show and I'm hooked.
Really?
Tap a vein and inject me with all the brim all the time. Need more. I like it.
Listen to us on Grindhouse.
That's what I'm talking about. Tune in every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Grindhouse Radio. You can get even more brim there. Yeah, Brimalicious. You get a little more Alex, too.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Let's see. Yo, Brim, when can we get your seasonings and sauces again? Really low and need me some sweet heat treat as soon as possible. Be the boss of sauce again. Listen, I appreciate that, but I will always, always be the boss of sauce. I am the sauce boss, lip smacking, talk popping. Yeah, I screwed that up. Anyway, I am the sauce boss, and I'll always be the sauce boss. So make sure you stay tuned. I actually am dealing with a new co-packer, and that should be out on the market hopefully sometime this year. I can't promise, but you know, I am a slave to my own grind, and hopefully I'll be able to get out there sometime soon and work that out.
More hot sauce?
More hot sauce.
Yes.
All right. So let's see. Whoa, this show is the epitome of the one podcast you never knew you needed, but now that it's here, you can never look back. Addicted to Brim. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I love this. There's two more. All right. Brimstone is killing it with this show. Glad I subbed. Need to hear what he says next. Well, next. See? Ah! There you go. All right. What an insane asylum that family was from abducted in plain sight.
Oh my God.
I watched it after hearing your show, and it was a train wreck. You were so right, longtime fan.
He says, oh, can you give me some relief?
No, we cannot, but we will continue giving you relief with Within Brimskin every week. So, those were some really nice ones. Give Alex some love, guys, if you can. Give Alex some love. I feel bad.
Nah, it's okay.
I know. I mean, it is Brim Show, but you know, we got to show Alex a little bit of love. You know, you got some, although you did get slapped.
I got a slap,
but
which
it's okay.
I mean, it could be love in some sense.
But you were acknowledged.
You know what? That just makes my heart all warm and melty. I'm so happy.
Acknowledgement is key. It is. It really is. Anyway, so I wanted to get moving on here. What do you call? You know, I'm gonna start getting my health in check. You know, it's been quite some time since I've been out of the ring, and unfortunately, you know, doing touring and doing a lot of work on the microphones, I am not being as active as I should be, and that's really, really upsetting to me. So, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of moving in the right direction here. I'm working with Eat Better Meals. Now, I don't know if you're familiar.
No, I'm not.
They're absolutely fantastic. I've already had my first day. All right, they're fully prepared, healthy home-cooked meals. Each meal, it's actually made with the freshest ingredients.
Okay.
It's portioned out and delivered right to your doorstep twice a week. All right, so my first day, here, check it out. Broccoli frittatas with sweet potatoes. Spaghetti squash bolognese and barbecue pulled chickens for my dinner.
That sounds delicious.
Flavor behavior is otherworldly. I'm telling you, it's badass. I'm excited. And I got to tell you, everybody should give it a shot. Eatbettermeals.com. Check them out. I'm going to be talking about my weight loss journey as we go here, as well as on the Grindhouse Radio. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
What's the goal?
The goal? I want to lose at least 50. 50 will make me happy.
Okay.
If I do 75, I'll be where I'd like to be.
All right. So 75. All right. Got to keep us updated.
Yeah, I will. Right now, I don't know. I'm kind of scared to say how much I actually weigh.
Well, that's all right. Just do an after. Just an after.
So anyway, what do you call it? I wanted to talk a little bit. I saw that Disney wound up raising its prices again.
Did they
which
really?
I'm kind of really, really annoyed about. I understand what they're doing, and I'm sure it's probably because of the, what do you call it, the Star Wars Galaxy Edge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right? Okay. And I don't understand why they have to continue to raise the prices. They're already making millions and millions of dollars. It's so expensive for people to actually get in there and bring a family out for a week. And you know what I mean? A weekend even.
Oh,
Two days. One day.
I haven't gone to Disney in years. It's been such a long time.
It's very, very pricey. It's costly. And, you know, look, I absolutely love Disney. Love everything they're about almost. And, you know, it's just a shame that people just, you know, they can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? They just can't afford it. Yeah, the mouse, the flipping mouse. Anyway, speaking about more Disney, Aladdin, I am really not happy about this new movie.
Really? Why not?
I love Aladdin. The original movies have been the bomb. You know, at the end of the day, the fact is Will Smith is the genie.
Wait, is the movie out yet? The movie's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet. He's not Robin Williams.
Well, no, of course not.
You know what I mean?
No one's going to replace Robin
Williams,
though. You can't,
first of all, but Will's, listen, again, I'm going to preface, love Will Smith. He's awesome. He's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, he's not the genie. He cannot be the genie. He cannot replace the genie. And he might be, you know, good in his own right, but I just cannot get past the Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be tough. And also, if they didn't replace the parrot, whoever did the parrot.
Yeah.
Do they have...
Oh, wait, they don't have Fiago either?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure. I'm just saying, like, if he's not the original voice actor, then I'm going to, like, that's going to ruin it.
No, it's not cool. It's really not cool. I'm not happy about it. Anyway, what do you call it? Listen, that's enough for Disney for us right now. We're going to take a break, but let's make sure that, you know, if you guys have this fetish for Disney, make sure you check out my friends over at the Magic Kim Tom Show on Mondays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, another Grindhouse spinoff. What do you call it? You got Kim, you got Tom, and did you know... You didn't come last week. We did IHOP. We did free pancakes at IHOP.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be there. I had to edit the show.
Oh, well, there. You should have been paying attention to time and getting it done sooner.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
This is Will Friedle, and you're listening to With Brim. Booyah.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? This is Danny from Biohazard, and you're listening to Brim Radio.
The original Mane and Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane and Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line is expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane and Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane and Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeandTail.com. Again, ManeandTail.com.
And we're back. So, something really crazy happened last week.
What happened?
It was the Dark Ages, Alex.
Oh, no.
The Dark Ages in the new millennium.
I'm afraid of what you have for me this week. You always bring something really interesting every week. The first week, I'm subjected to that Netflix family. The second week, what was it?
I don't remember. Forgot. Well, this isn't that bad. All I'm going to say is it was crazy because all at once, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp all went down at the same time.
What?
It was like the world imploded. People had to actually speak to each other. It was insane.
I know. That's horrible. That's so terrible. People actually have to talk. Ugh.
I know.
How could you survive?
It's crazy.
You know, I didn't even notice.
It's crazy.
I had no idea.
Well, that's because you were. You know what's really funny is that the day that it happened to land on was the one day I actually didn't bother picking up my phone or looking at social because I was so flipping busy. I didn't have a chance to look at it.
What day was it?
I don't remember. It was like last Thursday, last Wednesday, something like that. It was nuts.
The only thing I use Facebook for is Messenger. So as long as Facebook Messenger was working, I didn't notice.
No.
Yeah. And it was definitely working, so.
It was working for, listen, it didn't go down for everybody, but almost everybody got a Facebook thing
that said it was down.
What's crazy is the fact that, you know, look, and I am guilty. I'm a slave to the grind as well. The social media becomes life. But, you know, it's nuts because you don't realize what you're doing and how deep you are into your phone and into your computer with social media. You know what I'm saying? Like you forget the world that's going around you.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, yeah.
Going on around you.
Thank you. Oy, kavults. Anyway, so you forget about what's happening in real life, and then everything becomes social.
Right. Yeah. And not for me, but yeah, for you guys. I know.
But, you know, so once that stops and that goes away, holy crap, like nobody knows what to do.
I don't know. Go outside. Go for a walk. Talk to your friends.
Yeah, talk
hang
to your
out
friends.
With someone.
Well, some people don't even have friends.
Nice.
Always got to throw that Goncalves in there, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, so, all right, moving along. So did you hear about the mother who left her baby at the terminal in the airport?
What? Wait a second. Hold on. A mother left her baby at the airport.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, she got on the plane. Baby didn't go on the plane.
So, literally, she boarded the plane. The plane took off. She eventually realized the baby was missing. Requested for the flight to be turned around.
The flight didn't get turned around, did it?
The flight got turned around.
No, but it was way.
Like, it was like a, you know, look, at the end, when you're talking about, it's like a train wreck, man. You can't look away. You know what I'm saying? It's anyway.
I'm surprised she turned around the flight. I'm actually surprised, because usually they won't do anything for you.
No.
Usually they will just say, nope. Like, someone's going to have to pick up your baby at that airport, and they're going to have to hold them, and you're going to have to book a one-way trip back. Like,
I know, right?
I can't.
It's crazy. It's like they must have been filming Home Alone 5.
That's why you wanted me to grab that screen.
Yeah, there were five Home Alones. Were there? Yeah, no, there was.
I think there was like five of them.
Four and the Holiday Heist. So this would be number six.
They're making another one?
No.
Oh.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so this is straight from the whole article on it. One passenger forgot her baby in the terminal. She refuses to continue the flight, adding, "May God be with us. Can we come back or what?" That was the person from in the plane, the pilot, was speaking to the terminal. Okay? That was direct words. One passenger forgot her baby in the terminal. She refuses to continue the flight. May God be with us. Can we come back or what?
She was probably causing a scene, and so they had no choice.
They should have taken her and threw her the hell right out of the plane. That's what they should have done. You forgot your baby? Throw her right the hell out of the plane.
I don't think you can open the door on a plane without, like, everybody else flying out.
Flush her down the damn toilet.
Well, I don't know if she's going to fit.
I don't care. Chop her up and put her out. Anyway, so having never been in a situation like that, the operator that they were speaking to had to actually ask a colleague what they should do. And they were overheard saying, all right, quoting this, "The flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area. The poor thing." Again. It's like, what are you doing? You know,
something like this happened to me, actually.
No,
I swear to God, something like this happened to me.
It's impossible.
I got left at Donnie Park.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Did your parents hate you?
No.
They didn't love you, did they?
No, they just forgot that I was there.
It's because you're a redhead.
Maybe. I don't... Well, but
your whole family is redheads.
Well, not our whole family. Tyler's also a redhead. But, we were at Donnie Park, and I was still inside. And then...
They left. How?
I was a quiet kid.
You should have done this.
No, I didn't.
That's what you should have done.
I didn't even know that they left. I had no idea.
Nice.
All of a sudden, I get a phone call from, like, my mom, or like someone runs.
Oh wait,
in.
How old were you?
I was maybe like seven.
Seven?
Yeah, I was like
and you,
seven
you,
or eight.
You got a phone call from your mom?
Me?
How did you get a phone call? You were seven. You had a phone?
It was either a phone call or my mom, like, ran into the park looking for me. But, like, I didn't even know they were gone. I was still going on rides. And they were just like, yeah, we left you. We were about a half hour down our way to Virginia when we realized you weren't in the car.
How far?
They were going about a half hour.
Were you nuts?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
In a million years, I would never leave my kids. They're like buckled to me. Seriously?
Swear to God.
Alex, I'm going to take you on as a redheaded stepchild.
Okay.
I have to. You need love.
Well, I have love.
You need better love.
No, my
love that people that won't leave you.
My parents love
me. I will never leave you, Alex. Gosh darn it, Alex. I will never, ever leave the Alex no more.
Maybe I just want to be left alone.
Your name will forever now be Alex Stone. There you go.
Alex Stone.
Alex Stone.
All right, I'm cool
with that.
It's
a good porn name.
No, I was thinking like, what is it, like rock star name, but I guess that works too.
You can do it. Yeah, you can make a rock star.
Yeah, I'll make it a rock star.
It's all right.
I don't know if I want to be like a porn guy. They're a little greasy.
We should have totally played that game, what do you call it, on GHR.
We still need to.
We should. We really should.
We still need to.
I don't know. Maybe it's too risque to play it there. Maybe we'll do it here instead. Wait. We'll bring a guest in, and we'll play with the guest.
It's really easy to do because all we have to do is censor the ones that are actually, like, you know, the real thing, and then it's fine.
But you can't censor. If you censor it, then you're not hearing it. It's fun.
Yeah, I am.
Basically, everybody who's paying attention, the game that we wanted to play is this Michael Jackson? Or is it an adult film? That, I'm telling you, you have no idea how amazing.
We were going through Michael Jackson sounds, and a lot of them just sounded like, yeah.
That's a Mickey. I threw a Mickey in there for you, you know, and then Goofy for good measure.
Gosh. That happens at the end, huh?
Nice.
Yes. I'm going to play with this board because, you know, it's fun. Anyhow, so that's, you know, the whole thing. So they allowed going back. They allowed the flight to return. You know, they told the flight tech, okay, head back to the gate. This is a totally new one for
her. I can't believe. I mean, maybe she had to have been in like a rush. Like, I can't imagine that she was just, like, sitting and then just forgot her baby.
I don't know. Anyway, so speaking of stupid people, all right, remember the eye gouger that we were talking about last week?
Yes,
he killed himself. Thank you. Thank you. So long and good night. So long and good night.
All right, so I guess you got what you wanted.
I got what I wanted. Good. Good.
I'm still not with you on this.
Listen. I don't care what you think.
Oh, that's fine.
This is the Brimstone Show with Alex. When I'm on the Alex Show with Brim, then we'll decide. All right, well, I guess it matters what Alex thinks, but not really because I'm here.
That show is never going to happen.
Why?
Just saying.
I'll be your sidekick.
Yeah. No, you won't.
I'll do it. I'll tell you what. Not next episode because, you know, that's going to be our 4-week. This is our 4-week. Next week is our 5. Yeah, let's after a couple more weeks.
Okay.
We'll do a show where I'm going to be Alex's sidekick for a day. It'll be a special.
You really want to do that?
Why not?
Man, I'm going to have to plan for the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. That's a lot of responsibility.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run the board for you.
You're going to run the board for me. You're going to run this stuff.
I probably not, but I'm going to pretend to. I'll be like, Alex, what do I do? Just press the button.
The show is going to be recorded so horribly.
Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hi, this is Mike Zasik from AMC's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to my man, Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug into Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room? Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why the Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening because there's a lot more boundaries ahead.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippee!
traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Yee, come on!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Whoop, whoop.
So I'm going to have to get through a couple of things quick because I'm running out of time. I only have 10 minutes for this.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of stuff and one thing that's going to annoy the crap out of you. So, moving quite along.
Why?
So, moving right along. Anyway, odd animals. I saw the coolest thing, an albino turtle that was born with an exposed heart. It was really, really adorable and gross all at the same time.
No, not gross at all. Absolutely
it was
not gross.
Really weird. What's really cool for anybody out there, I love one of my favorite places to go and visit all around the world when I'm touring is Ripley's Believe It or Not. I have a great relationship with them. And they actually have a great collection of oddities in general.
Okay.
But they do have crazy animal things. And one of them, which is really funny, which is on display in New York City, there was an anaconda that actually ate a caiman. They both died. The end.
My anaconda don't want none
unless you got buns, hun. Anyway, moving along. So one thing, I definitely wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends over at Mane and Tail. They have a new NASCAR for 2019.
Oh, what?
Yes, they have one last year.
Cool.
And they're going to be doing it again this year. So I'm really, really psyched about that. I'm probably going to get to go to a NASCAR race this year. Yeah,
that's
I'm excited.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. What else we got? Oh, this is an interesting one.
Okay.
You're going to love this.
Am I?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, a driver of a school bus was drinking while driving in Pennsylvania.
Obviously the best combination.
Absolutely. Got pissed at the kids.
Okay. All right?
Pulled over. All right? Pulled over. Told them to get the out. All right? And then abandoned the bus full of students at a gas station. She actually made it so they couldn't get out the regular door. She jammed it so that she couldn't get out.
They had
to go out the back door. Isn't that insane?
I can't even. My jaw is kind of like on the floor. There's so many things wrong with that
she
story.
She left the kids there. She's like, peace.
Honestly, I'm probably the most happy about that part because she was drunk driving with a bunch of kids.
True.
So I'm happy she left the kids there because at least she didn't get into an accident.
Well, yeah. I mean, but still. It's.
But that's still absolutely insane.
It's mind-boggling how people are so stupid.
I don't know how you could do that. I hope she lost her job, like, immediately, right?
Oh, absolutely. She lost her job. And she probably should be arrested if she hasn't been. I don't know if she has
been. She should be in jail for child endangerment.
It's crazy.
At least like 30 counts of child endangerment.
She should die too. There you go. Oh, look, Alex is giving me the look.
No.
Come on, Alex.
Listen, I know she endangered kids, but like, got to do something a little bit worse than that to get the death penalty out of Alex.
Nice. Nixer. Anyway, moving along. So, interesting news. Courtney Cox. We all know Courtney Cox, right? Yes?
Sure.
Yes? You know... Friendlies, baby! Friends!
I never watched Friends.
What? Are you... Wait, hold on.
Hello, are you
too? I mean, I've...
Seriously?
Listen, I've watched, like, one or two episodes, but it wasn't really my show.
Shame on you. Get the hell out of my studio. Are you serious? Actually, this is your studio, kind of.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Record the show by yourself.
This is kind of your studio every once in a while, so I'm, you know... Anyway, no, but listen, I'm serious. How do you not know who Courtney Cox is?
Well, one, because I don't know actors' names. We've established this several times. And two, because, like I said, Friends wasn't really my show.
And you work for a pop culture company.
I know. I'm the worst pop culture person ever.
God damn it.
I work for a pop culture station.
God damn it, Alex.
I'm learning. I learn something new every show we do.
There you go.
I learn a new name at the very least.
All right. At least you learn a name. It's a little freaking pain in my ass.
All right. Well, now I know.
I'm going to give you homework from now on. No. You're never going to do it.
I already have enough homework from this. From here.
That's not my fault. Blame the rest of the crew. Yeah. I didn't do that. Anyway, so let's talk about it. So she decided to stop using fillers in her face. Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what fillers are? They're like used for wrinkles. Mm. They're essentially used to enhance like volume and
right,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like they Yeah, I know what they...
She said she didn't look like herself. Oh.
Well, yeah, you're right, because you used fillers on your face.
You're stupid.
Exactly. Now, look, I love Courtney Cox. I love her work. The fact of the matter is Hollywood can be a very, very cruel place. Yeah. And the older you get, the harsher it can be, especially on women. It's harder for them the older they get. And, you know, there's certain women that can, you know, kind of move from one age bracket to the next smoothly and kind of go with it. And others that don't take it so well. So, you know, listen, kudos to you, Courtney Cox. You know, hopefully, what do you call it? You will enjoy world without Botox. And I'm sure you will, man. I look, she's a beautiful woman. She was beautiful. I don't know why she decided to do anything anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to do anything. No. I mean, just be you.
Exactly.
Just be you.
Hashtag just be you. That's it.
Yeah.
Hashtag just be you.
If you're not happy with yourself, then you're not going to ever really be happy.
Exactly, Alex.
Yeah.
This turned into such a monumental moment.
I'm glad.
Speaking about monumental things... James Gunn was actually rehired for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Woo!
Yay! Now, my question is does that actually mean he's going to cancel or continue to work on DC Suicide Squad 2?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know. Oh. I didn't even see Suicide Squad.
I mean, did they think that Suicide Squad and Guardians of the Galaxy are kind of, you know,
ain't
the same?
No thing like me except me.
Oh, that's true. There's no such thing as Guardians of the Galaxy except for Guardians of the Galaxy, because, I mean, that's a pretty badass movie.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that being said, I mean, Suicide Squad, you know, it should have been a lot better. And with James Gunn doing it, it would probably be pretty amazing. But I don't know if he's going to wind up jumping ship now. Your thoughts?
Know. I'm not sure.
All right, well, you don't know because you don't pay attention to that. I think DC saw the opportunity to snatch Gunn up when it happened and when it all went down.
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
That's what DC does. Anyway, so we're gonna move along.
I thought DC just put out bad superhero movies.
They do. They do. I freaking hate their movies, man. Except for Wonder Woman and Aquaman. Like every other movie that they did sucks.
I kind of like Batman.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
We're not going back on Batman. Otherwise, I'm going to have a whole new slew of noises for this board, okay? Because I've got way too many.
You have so much to say about Batman. His voice bothers you to no end.
And I like the character, man. Look at my Instagram, like four or five things back that I put in. There's a little picture of Batman in this Batcave reading a Brimstone book. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty awesome.
No,
you know what I mean? Greg Capullo, who drew him for how many years, is a good friend of mine. He's amazing. I know, you know, plenty of the people that worked on the Batman books on the series, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know,
I don't care. Heath Ledger was still one of my favorite villains.
The movies just are killing it for me. But I got to get away from Batman.
All right, fine, I gotta get away from Batman.
So speaking, staying on the space thing, because, you know, we got Guardians of the Galaxy going.
Yep.
Our friends over at Arcade 1UP, super psyched about this. I don't know if you know, but it's actually the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Space Invaders is actually one of my favorite games for, like, what is it, the classic Nintendo 64.
Space Invaders is super amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've always loved Space Invaders. And they actually have the full-size cabinets that you can get exclusively at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the full thing.
They're miniature size. They're smaller size. See, the thing that I love about Arcade One is that the fact that, you know, you might not have all the room in the world for the supersized old school quarter cruncher cabinets.
Because they're huge.
They're huge. But these guys are small, slim, and they're just amazing. They're beautiful. You can create your own arcade in your home, and I absolutely love it.
That's pretty sick.
Isn't it?
That is pretty sick. I kind of want one. I want like a pinball machine, actually, more than anything else.
Yeah, I would like a pinball machine. I like pinball machines.
I love pinball.
I think it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, so make sure you guys get out there. Pick up your 40th anniversary Space Invaders cabinet from Walmart. Get it exclusively at Walmart from Arcade 1UP. I'm absolutely stoked because I think we might be getting one in studio.
Are we getting a Space Invaders one?
Hello, I think so.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm going to be at that all day. Oh wait, no, yes. I'm not going to get anything done. This is a bad idea.
So, before I close us out, I want to preface, Alex, that you may not interject during this next discussion, and it's going to be quick because it's the end of the show. I
just
did this on purpose.
Say that I am the engineer and I will do whatever I want.
I'm having this conversation by myself and with myself. Esports and the Olympics. The Olympic organizers are in deep talks about including esports as a demonstration sport at the games. No! No, 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 no. Esports are not real sports and they never will be. That being said, thank you all for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. This has been another amazing show. Thank you, Alex.
For those of you that don't know, I am glaring at Brim right now, and he knows exactly why, because please, he knows how I feel about esports.
Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Hit me up on all the social medias, and we'll be speaking to you again next week. Have a good one, guys.